solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mickelson podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your henchman slash hanger-on Hufflepuff.
And Tor, your Rooter Ravenclaw.
Rooter Ravenclaw, that's got a good ring to it.
It does.
I always love your words you come up with, Tori. You're awesome.
That's right.
Today it's just Nadine and Tori. We're going to break down some more questions that you guys have sent in to us, which we love. So keep them up. Keep them coming.
Yes.
Seriously, it's like the best Christmas present you guys gave us was more questions.
Yes. Love it.
So we'll just dive right into it. We have a question from our fan, Carolyn. She starts out with a little intro to herself. She says, I started reading the books when they were originally released. I even had the first book on audio way back when. I still remember nearly going deaf from the shrill, high-pitched voice that was the narrator gave Petunia.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yes.
Petunia's the worst. I patiently waited for the release of each book, wondering what was going to happen next. I remember pre-ordering the final book, and then when I got it, my brother, who had no interest in reading the books, asked if he could see the book to see how it ends. Being a nice sister, I replied, sure, and unknowing of, I guess, his plan, handed over the book only for him to turn to the very beginning of the epilogue and then subsequently told me that they had children, which naturally told me who survived. Thankfully, I wasn't spoiled with this information as much as I thought I would. Over the years, I reread the books, got some of the newer editions and even the Fantastic Beasts and Quidditch Through the Ages. I have yet to get Beedle and the Bard. This podcast is top-notch and very informative. She signs it the pure-blood Slytherin daughter of Snape and ends with a quote from Snape that says, "The mind is not a book to be opened at will and examined at leisure."
Carolyn, you're a freaking rock star.
Yeah.
No, you're better than that. You're a pureblood Slytherin daughter of Snape.
It's hard to beat that.
Right? I don't think you can.
Yeah. I mean, we gather from this that you're probably a Slytherin based on that. But if you're not, correct us. And, you know, we love our Slytherins here at We Solemnly Swear.
That's true. They always take us by surprise. That's my favorite thing about all the Slytherins. When everyone says that they're a Slytherin, like, you're like, oh.
Oh.
Like Ange. Like, everything about Ange is, like, pure and good. And then she's like, oh, and I'm a Slytherin. I'm like, oh my gosh, what dark deeds are in your head.
You ambitious little Slytherin snake.
You ambitious little thing. It's true, though. Slytherins always surprise me. And I love every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Slytherins are the best. But just not better than Hufflepuffs. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, just slide that in there.
Gotta represent. Okay, but Carolyn sent us three very good questions that we wanted to answer on our podcast tonight.
Yes, so thank you, Carolyn.
We'll just dive into those.
Okay, so our first one. This is what she said. If a half blood wizard married another half blood, would that still make their kid a half-blood? Also, if a half-blood married a pure-blood, would their kid be a half-blood or would it make them a pure-blood? Essentially, is there any way for a half-blood child to become a pure-blood? Nadine and I were talking about this, and I think the gist of it is no.
Yeah.
I think there are the pure, that there's never been anything less than like even a half-blood in their family. No, there has not been anything, there's not been any half-bloods or anything less than a half-blood.
Yeah.
No half-bloods, nothing. Just pure.
Yes.
Little inbreeding, I guess, going on. and then there's the muggle-borns, which I know there's a lot of focus on, but I think it's kind of interesting. Harry doesn't really, like, focus on it. It definitely talks about Harry's character because he doesn't care, really.
Yeah.
Like, I think he recognizes that, like, anybody can be a good or a bad wizard. It doesn't matter the blood or the birth or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciate from Harry. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah. But Well, I mean, Nadine and I were talking about Nymphadora Tonks's mom, Andromeda. Andromeda. I would have definitely yelled that hilariously to my children if that's what her name was. Andromeda. Yes, it would have been hilarious. We would never get anything done.
Andromeda, get your butt back down here. You eat your dinner, exactly. Andromeda.
It's probably because I would crack up every time I said it. All right. Anyway, so Andromeda used to be a black. She was sisters to Narcissa, who is now a Malfoy, and Bellatrix, who is now a Lestrange.
Yes.
Super Lestrange.
The black sisters.
And Andromeda and her daughter, Nymphadora Tonks, were burned. I'm assuming it was a wand burn.
Yeah.
Out of the family tree in the Grimald place. All because Andromeda married Ted, who was a... Wait, what was he?
He's half-blood.
A half-blood. So, like, full-on taint to the pure blood. Like, she became a non-entity to her family. It was super sad. But, I mean, she got the better end of the deal anyway.
No, just actually, like, I think I'm going to correct myself. It says Ted Tonks was a muggle-born wizard.
A muggle-born wizard. Well, still, she got the better end of the deal on that one.
Yeah. So, they were kicked out of the family for tainting. They had like a... For not making a respectable pureblood marriage is, I think, what the quote is in the... When Sirius Black talks about it to Harry. We personally, there's not much canon on this, because they don't talk about this as much in the books, to answer your question. But the way that we see it is that half-blood is not like a genetic, like something to do with, like two halves doesn't equal a whole. You can't become pure blood. Pure blood is the main definition, which is there's not a single drop of anything but wizard blood in your family. So the majority of the wizarding world are half. And then you have your two extremes where you have your elitist type people, the pure bloods, and then you have what the pure bloods view as shameful muggleborns, which there was no magic in their family before, and they became magical. So we came to the conclusion that you can't become pure, even like if there's a drop of muggle in your heritage, you're not pure.
Yeah.
Did we sum that up?
I think so. I just wanted to like things that were popping in my brain.
Yes.
I'm listening, Nadine, I promise. No, so I was thinking like Harry throughout the whole thing, like Harry's a half and his dad is a pureblood wizard and his mom is a muggle-born witch.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking like Voldemort, his mom is a pureblood and his daddy is a muggle. Mm-hmm. So like he's even just a half. So like it's, I think that our like, us saying that most of everybody is a half, I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, yeah, which is always the ironic part of Voldemort's platform, is that you are a half-born blood wizard.
Oh, yeah, well, like, that's what's so funny, because Harry is technically more wizard than Voldemort. So, like...
Right?
Because he's got the half of his mom. Like, if we're going to do, like, we got the four quarters and he's got the half... Oh, yeah. Harry's more of a wizard than Voldemort.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I don't think it does come to that genetics of like you have a quarter of this, a quarter of that. It makes you whole.
Yeah.
It's more of a term that they use in the wizarding world. But yeah, I think if you're a wizard, you're purely awesome and you're purely.
Awesome. I love that.
Seriously, like just to have like a drop of their blood would be the best thing ever.
Nadine's over here like, yes, with her shiv. Just a drop of their blood.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the other question that we're going to answer, we've got two more questions. So the second question is, Snape is described of having sallow skin. Sallow skin refers to a yellowish or brown skin tone. So is his skin color yellowish or brown? Certainly not brown, because I feel like it would have been mentioned in the books. So was it so pale it appeared yellow? Please, somebody explain. I do have a good answer for this one, because the term sallow skin, it refers to, like, you're right, Carolyn, in that it refers to it being yellow or brown, so you're correct, but it doesn't have to do so much with your overall skin tone as it does with, like your complexion. And it's when your skin loses its natural complexion. A perfect example of this would be like the bags that people can get under your eyes. So it doesn't have anything to do with aging, your skin tone, or your race, but it's your skin's complexion. So like things that cause sallow skin would be smoking, a vitamin deficiency, stress, lack of sleep, and poor skincare. I think Snape embodies all of these things.
Yes.
The smoking. I can see him out back, like, huffing and puffing. Just kidding.
Huffing and puffing.
He's like, these kids.
Oh, gosh.
They're making me do it. No. But hopefully that answers your question in that it's not your skin tone. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity or background as far as like your race or heritage. It's any skin tone can have it. It's an unhealthy skin, so mm-hmm. Snape has really bad skincare routines.
Now when I was looking it up, yeah. Nadine, I was just gonna say some of my favorite synonyms for sallow were pale, waxen, pasty faced, peaky, and like death warmed up. It's like, yeah, that's Snape right there.
Yeah, Snape. Just Snape.
I see it.
Snape all around. Yeah. The poor guy.
You just the combo of the sallow skin and the greasy black hair. Yeah. You're like, I don't think you should be teaching students at all. You're probably one of those guys that
he, like, drips oil from his nose.
Drips oil. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those creepers. Super creeper.
Yeah. But Snape, I mean, lack of sleep and stress and, like, a vitamin deficiency. Being a double agent. I mean, he stays in the dungeons all the time making potions.
That's right.
Being sad. So.
And being sad. He definitely has it.
And, like, when he's not at Hogwarts, he's at his place with Peter Pettigrew. So it's just a miserable life.
Yeah, I'm sure that's miserable. It's the only time I ever feel bad for Snape, when he has to be roomies with Peter Pettigrew.
oh my gosh. So hopefully that answers your question. And just reach out to us again if you have another follow-up question.
Yeah. For the third question from Carolyn, she asked, what is Dumbledore's full name? I mean, full title, abbreviations after his name. I would really appreciate it. So yeah. I will read his full name, and then we'll talk about the abbreviations.
Yes.
That I think you mean, which I, like, you know how, like, dentists or DDS or stuff like that? I'm pretty sure that's what she means by abbreviations, right? Yeah?
Yeah, okay. We'll get into it.
Yeah, Dumbledore's full name is Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore.
Yes.
I really want to know, like, his other siblings. What is, like...
I know. What is Aberforth?
Like, what's Aberforth's full name?
Aberforth, David.
David. It's, like, the most common name.
I don't know. I love it. So we're kind of assuming here, but the abbreviations that I think she's referring to, because I was like, what abbreviations? Like, I wasn't aware of any abbreviations. But when you look up Dumbledore on the Harry Potter fandom site, there are several abbreviations after his name. And I was like, what the crap do these mean? Where do they come from? I don't remember them in any book. So we'll just dive into what those abbreviations are. And Carolyn, if these are not the abbreviations you're talking about, reach out to us again and we will research those abbreviations. But these are what we found out. So on that fandom website, it says OM, first class. So the other one, it says Grand Source, and then it says DWiz, and then XJ Source, and then S Madge Q.
I definitely want a DWiz.
Yeah, I want a DWiz. Yes. Okay, so we did a lot of, like, I did a lot of diving into these because I was like, where did they come from? I was, like, flabbergasted. So OM, first class, I think it's safe to assume that that would be Order of Merlin, first class, which we know is the highest, like, first class is the highest, and it's awarded to people in the wizarding world that do great and notable things.
So I was going to ask you, Nadine, on that, do you think he got that for his 13 uses of dragon's blood or defeating Grindelwald?
Ooh. I could see him getting one for each.
One for each.
He's got
double OM first class.
You're a double OM. Double O7. You're a double OM.
Oh my gosh. He's like Percival. Percival Wolvick, double O.
Double OM.
Double OM. D Wiz.
Not to brag. God. Yeah. So the next one is Grand Source, which I think is abbreviated for Grand Sorcerer. So then the next three, these are where I find it the most interesting, is DWiz, XJ, in parentheses, Source, and then S dot of Madge, Q. So all I can really gather from these abbreviations, like in my research, is that it's from one of the fans, and they went to one of the movie exhibits of the movies in Sydney, Australia. And that fan took a picture, and they said, or they were taking notes. You couldn't take pictures, but she wrote down literally everything she saw, and she like transcribed her notes onto this fan's website.
Yes. So, my kind of woman.
Yes. You should have seen Tori and I watching Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh my gosh.
In the movie theater, we had our notebooks and we were writing down literally everything they said. So.
Oh my gosh. Pages. Pages. I'm pretty sure the people around us were like, what are those girls doing?
No, like the guy next to us literally was like, so. What
are you doing? Are you guys okay?
So, anyways, we respect this fan, but they went to this movie exhibit.
Yes.
And what they said is that these abbreviations are found after Dumbledore's name on Harry's acceptance letter to Hogwarts. And all these abbreviations are after it. So what we gather is in our muggle world, we list qualifications in descending order, right? So
yeah, I got our most recent or the best one, the biggest one.
It goes from first. Descending. So we would presume DWiz would be like a doctorate of wizardry. And then XJ Source would be like the level of a master's, and S of Madge Q would be like a bachelor level education, which just kind of blows my mind because it's like, is there a higher level education in magic? Like, sign me up, seriously. Yes! There was an interview, one of those Scholastic interviews that J.K. Rowling did. And someone asked her, do you think that you will write about Harry after he graduates from Hogwarts? Isn't there a university of wizardry? And she says, no, there's no university of wizards. At the moment, I'm only planning to write 7 Harry Potter books. I won't say never, but I have no plans to write an 8th book. And so that's from scholastic.com, from J.K. Rowling interview that was transcribed. So we obviously can't argue with that from J.K. Rowling herself. So is this just a movieism? I mean, it makes sense that, I mean, we don't hear about any of these universities in the books, but we do know that there has to be specialized training, right? We know Aurors do it, and I really, really, really hope that there's more training that goes into healers, because I'd be horrified if some seventh year Hogwarts grad was my healer at St.
Or Mungo's. No, better, sixth year dropout.
Right. And then you're like, I just want to work here.
Who didn't have to take their newts because the Triwizard Tournament was at Hogwarts.
Yeah, or there was a basilisk and exams were canceled.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, like Tori, what do you think about like higher level education? It's all this.
Oh man, I am right there with you, Nadine. Sign me up. I want my D-Wiz. I was trying to think what would, so I kept looking at the S of Mag Q, and I think it's Science of Magic, which would be really interesting.
Right.
That would be the realest cool. I don't know what Q is for, though.
I know.
Which really bothers me a lot. Just kidding. And XJ, I was trying to think, but I kept just thinking, like, Javier. Like, that's not it. That's not it.
Javier of magic.
Javier.
Javier teaches you all his magic.
Or it's Professor X.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And somebody else. And Jean. Yes. Full-on X-Men over here. No, I think it would be the coolest thing in the entire world. And I'm kind of, like, I kind of am rooting that that's what happens.
Yeah, like, if you want to become, like, are those the things that are required if you want to become, like, the head of the Wizengamot? Like, if you want to go into, like, public science,
right,
wizard fashion, like, you might have to go study all of these things and get these certifications, and they might not transfer over to what we do in the Muggle world, but it kind of seems like these were listed in that descending order because the doctorate,
oh, yeah,
like, D-Wiz is pretty, I mean, we can pretty much assume that would be doctorate of wizardry.
Oh, yeah.
But I was a little bummed that it was just from the movie.
Like,
yeah. But it's neat that the fan wrote that down. But it's also interesting that, like, Dumbledore signs Harry's acceptance letter in, the movie on that, because doesn't McGonagall sign his acceptance letter?
Yeah, McGonagall signs them. They're from McGonagall.
But it also, like, says acceptance letter. And is that difference than, is it? No, it's not different. Forget I said it. But she signs it. It's from McGonagall.
Yeah, McGonagall sends them out. She's in charge of it. Oh my gosh, I totally just blanked. The pen and the book are in charge of seeing who comes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she's like, she sends out her little owls to do
stuff. Yeah, she's the deputy headmistress.
That's right.
Deputy. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, Carolyn, we hope that those are the abbreviations that you're looking for. Other than that, we know, like, here are some titles that we know Dumbledore holds. Like, if you're looking at other abbreviations and they resemble anything like these, maybe this is what it's talking about. But we know Dumbledore holds the title of Professor, Head of Transfiguration, Headmaster, Grand Sorcerer, Supreme Mugwump, Chief of the Warlock of the Wizengamot. He was head boy and a prefect. And then I thought I would just add what was on his chocolate frog card. So yes. It says, currently, when Harry reads it, at least this is what it says in the first book.
I got seven of him.
It changes a bit as books go on. But it says, currently headmaster of Hogwarts, considered by many the greatest wizard of modern times, Dumbledore is particularly famous for his defeat of the dark wizard Grindelwald in 1945, for the discovery of the 12 uses of dragon's blood, and his work in alchemy with his partner, Nicholas Flamel. Professor Dumbledore enjoys chamber music and 10-pin bowling. So,
nice. Yeah. I was wrong. I said 13. It's 12.
Oh.
If he was an overachiever, he would have gotten 13.
No, come on, I'm just Dumbledore. Saying.
What you doing?
Give it the program.
Getting his D whiz.
Yeah.
Not paying attention.
You totally ignored Dragon's Blood.
Oh my gosh. No, we always love it when people ask their questions and talk about stuff. And even just like tell us about themselves, because it's really nice to not know that we're the only nerds in this world. So it's let's band together. Come together. Anyway, we're going to get in trouble. Remember that you can always follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Leave us your insight and your questions, because this is always fun to do. Nadine and I love it.
Seriously.
It gives us stuff to do.
Yeah. We don't have anything else
aside from life, but still.
We're not busy at all. Anyway.
Not busy at all.
We love you guys. Mischief managed.